Wait, wait, stop, that's the one.
Welcome to Zenten Speaks, a show where I make new friends and reconnect with old ones. A show where everyone's stories may inspire you to tell your own story. In this podcast, we encourage everyone to get rid of shame, guilt, fear, doubt, and judgments for themselves and for others, and replace those with love, empathy, compassion, understanding, kindness, and to do your best in everything that you do. In essence, to get rid of things that no longer serve your well-being. To be true to yourself and be honest with others. No need to be politically correct. That's out the window with 2020. Here, we tell the raw, uncensored story, your story. And tell the truth as you see it. Make sure you live your fulfilled life without permission or apologies. So, if you have a juicy, interesting, raw, unapologetic story, and inspiring, please make sure to contact me at zenten21@gmail.com. It is zenten21@gmail.com. Or you can find me on most social media platforms. You know it, the IG, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, OnlyFans. I mean, not really. But yes, OnlyFans. Just kidding. Not. As you may guessed it, my name is Zen, and welcome to the show.
Unique about the Jehovah's Witness faith, the Jehovah's Witness. What is the uniqueness about that faith? The 144,000 people. What is it with Jehovah's Witness?
Oh, it's all a bunch of fairy tale bullshit.
But I mean, like, because like, right. What is it? What thing? Because I'm like Baptist, so like.
So basically, just like any most religion, like Mormons or anything else, or Jehovah's Witness, they say we're special, we're the true religion, mm-hmm. And if you're not part of that, at the end of the days, we're gonna get raptured and you're gonna die. So that therefore they're special, and the 44,000, they're gonna go live with God in heaven, but the ones who are not 44,000 gonna stay on this earth on paradise forever. It's all about scare tactics, fear mongering, shame, guilt, judgment. It's all about those emotions that are toxic.
Is that how you feel about it now?
I feel about it as soon as I was 19 and a half. That's when I was just like, this is bullshit. And I left.
I mean, I've done a lot of work to like separate the spirituality from the religion. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's...
A lot of religious people are not spiritual. I feel like if you're spiritual, you don't need religion. But if you're seeking spirituality, if you join religion, I feel like only 1% gain religion. I mean, gain spirituality. Because spirituality is relationship with the source. And if you are spiritual, you have a relationship with the source. So therefore, you do not need a construct of groups to obtain that spirituality, but that relationship. That's my
opinion. I think religion, like, it's like, why is it there? Religion is there because, like, I've always been spiritual, but spiritual, that's a gift I've always had. So, like, I think the religion, the ritual of it, can put you in a spiritual place. Like a pose of yoga can put you, like the outward reflects, you know what I'm saying? The inward reflects the outward. So when you go into a yoga pose, your body matches up. I think religion's meant to get you in that spiritual place.
Yes.
But you're right, it does go wrong. It does go awry some way.
Well, because a lot of people get it wrong because they are fanatic of the religion and not the practice of spirituality. I feel like when I was Jehovah's Witness, I was with the spirituality of things. And then I got into trouble because I wasn't going with their doctrines. Because when you come to religion, there's rules. You need to bow, you need to kiss ass, you need to like do all this jumbo for what?
Like how? For what? Like, I think I like to introspect where the rules, like what were the rules initially made for? You know what I'm saying?
Well, the rules are made for, because I feel like a lot of human beings, as I made rules in this house, people need rules. Or else it will be the wild, wild west.
Yeah, but rules, but every rule has a purpose, right? Like this rule exists, so you can like not go off the road. This rule, so I'm like, I do think you're right about religion, because like, yeah, it's always a mess. But like when Christ died and everyone, what happened? Like, I want to know, where did we go wrong? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And why is no one like, unpacking this? Like, why do we do this? Like, why do we do this? Where in the Bible, like, what are you reading? Like, what does this translate? You know what I'm saying? We really don't do enough of that.
Yeah, people need structure as human beings.
We do need structure, right? You know, it's still right. But God is not in the structure. That God is not in the structure. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
God is not in the church. God is in your heart. You know, people forget that.
Right. Well, if you're not spiritual, even if you're spiritual, you can have structure.
Do you think everyone has a spirit, right? So I think everyone has potential to be spiritual. Would you say that or not?
Yes, right. Definitely. Yes. But the thing is, when you're not spiritual, it's kind of like at the age of 8, like scientifically, we lost a lot of things because the adults who have lost it themselves bombard us with all the BS. And it's up to us. I actually made a podcast about that.
The free spirits, right? The free spirits who are freer, who remain free. Yeah. Hold you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's up to us to gain back our 8 years old and under. And I am getting that back. And I'm like, you know what? My relationship is with myself and God. And I do not hurt people. And if I do hurt you unintentionally and you tell me and it's true, I will make amends with you. But if you feel like you hurt because how I am, like how I dress or how I talk or how I'm walking down the street, that's not hurt. And that's
I have a question for you. Uh-huh. How do you feel about, because the thing is like, we are all at the mercy of people's opinions of us.
Yeah.
Are you able to apologize that you, like to say, I know how you feel and I'm sorry you feel that way. Wasn't my intention. Because people are always going to have something to say about you.
Yeah.
What you do. I don't think it's always malicious. I feel like, because you seem like you have a very like angry stance about people who have, because some people like, whatever.
I'm black. It's called passion.
Huh?
I'm black. It's called passion.
I know, but like, think about it. If someone said, "Oh my God, I mean, that he's a bitch. I hate him so much." If that was someone's experience of you, or like even of me, if someone experienced me to be a bitch, girl, I'm so sorry that you felt like I did. Because, and I will honor this person's humanity by saying, yes. Mm-hmm. If you experienced me as being a bitch, I'm sorry that you felt that way.
Yeah,
I'm not sorry for being who I am, but I'm sorry that you are seeing. You know what I'm saying? Because it's subtly, and I feel do you believe that the universe is inherently positive or negative?
Are people inherently positive or negative? I feel like the universe just is, and I truly believe that there is no positive, there's no negative, there is no good, there is no bad. The universe is just is, and as human beings, because we have intelligence, we call it certain things. And I know this is going to be taboo, and I had this conversation. I love the person, Hitler, or any terrible person, as a person, as a human being, because I know where he comes from. That. Yeah, I know, right? Drama. Drama. But the action, of course, because of our intelligence, it was wrong. And I would not condone the action, and I've never done that in my life.
Say it again. Say it one more time. Say it again, the whole thing again. Say the whole thing.
But at
you lost me.
Huh?
Yeah, about Hitler. What happened?
But at the same time, I feel like we call things, okay, so if you're looking at any section in your life, when you are start calling it negative and wrong, now years later in hindsight, how much of that situation or those people in your life made you who you are now and you love who you are now? So this is proof that there's nothing wrong or negative, because anything that happens will happen for, if anything, there's positive, I feel, in my life or even in the universe. That's how I'm living my life.
Entire universe is conspiring for me to reach my highest potential. Like I feel like yeah. I feel like the, I think it's all positive. It's all positive.
Right. Exactly.
But it's like you have to see the potential. Like train your mind to see it. Thus, so.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And also, I train your mind to be inquisitive enough to say, "This is happening to me. What am I to learn from this?" You know.
Thank
also,
too, you.
A big one. Big one for me was that like life is not happening to you. Like nothing's happening to you. They're just happening. See what I'm saying? Yes. Like someone robbed you. Okay, you were robbed, but like the robber has a narrative too. You know what I'm saying? So like there's a and so like it's just like things are happening. Nothing is happening to you. Like you're just moving through life. You're just moving through. You know what I'm saying? I definitely the past few years have shifted my view. So if you think the world's happening to you and everyone's coming at you and you, it's like
then you're gonna miss it. To be.
Right.
Yeah, you're not gonna live in the present.
Right. And also you're gonna be very angry and combative. And if you like if you really take the time to be inquisitive and think, what can I learn from this? Even like the worst date you go on, like the worst, like yeah, like there's something to be learned. There's a lesson in everything, a lesson in all things. You should train your mind to not react but see it.
Yes. You know? And I do appreciate you as you mentioned, like you say you seem like you said that it seems like I'm angry. I've gotten that before. And I know deep down, I'm someone who just like get over things real quick. I don't hold things, grudges. I don't hold resentment. I don't hold those things. But this is why also I made that joke because I think a comedian was saying that they're calling Black women, angry Black women, but Black people are not angry. They're just passionate. So that's why I made that joke because people often say it. And I was just like, because I'm someone who holds self-accountability and self-responsibility very firmly. And I had to go within myself and be like, am I really angry? Of course I get frustrated about certain things, but my personality is if I cannot fix it, I don't bitch about it. But if I can fix it, I will not bitch about it. Of course I will tell a story, but if I can fix it, I'm a fixer upper, I'm a decision kind of person. So it seems like when I'm angry and I'm like explaining something, but truly, because I had to go and do that study within myself, I'm really not.
I think that anger can have passion though. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of other races do experience our passion as anger. And that, I mean, because passion and anger are kind of closely related a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're aggressive, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, aggressive, that's the word. I think that, you know, if someone called me aggressive, not in a negative kind of aggressive, I would much more agree than if they said angry because I know deep down I don't have anger in my pit. But if they said I was aggressive, I would agree. Anger, no. No, not even that. Because when you're angry, you feel like you're a victim and you need to have a defense or a retaliation or you want to get someone back like a revenge, but I don't have that within me. But I would say aggressive as in like strong Black woman. yes, definitely.
I mean, and Black women are angry and they have a right to be angry. A strong Black woman has an anger in her. Would you agree or disagree? A strong Black woman has an anger in her because she is she has an advantage.
Generally, so, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think the anger is what. And anger can be hugely motivating too.
Right, right. Well, as my guru says, or even the Bible says, it's okay to be angry when they say do not go to sleep with your anger because when you do, right. It becomes resentment, whatever. It's okay to be angry because it's part of your human thing, but it's the action of anger that's the sin. And yeah, I could have been angry, but I don't do... And I could have a line of everyone that I've met, as I mentioned. No one ever come to me and say, hey, Zen, you hurt me on purpose. And I know you hurt me on purpose. And I also know it. And you are an asshole about it. And you never apologize. And da, 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 da. But
where do you post these at?
Oh, on I'm mostly on Facebook posting things.
And will I be on Facebook for real?
Huh?
So will I be posting on Facebook? Hi, America. Hi, Facebook. How are you?
Going to post this? Yes, yeah. I'm going to post it on, Facebook and YouTube, yes.
What's the premiere date?
Oh, that I don't know. It would be after I edit it. But I always tell people give it eight weeks.
8 weeks, girl, what? Girl, I'm a real easy edit, though.
yes. No, I say 8 weeks because Sometimes I do like 5 interviews a day.
Really?
Yeah, because I have a goal. I have a goal of 50 interviews for 50 weeks. And I want to like get them out because...
What is your goal with the interview? Like, do you just like talk about things, issues?
Oh, yeah. So my goal was actually my self-therapy. I don't know if I mentioned that.
You did, yeah.
I have so many, talk to so many people. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know who I talk to, what I said, what to. But the goal was to talk about my, those 4 things that I mentioned in my own podcast. Mm-hmm. And then when I was making ads for it and posting my things, people say, hey, you should, it would be nice if you talk to other people. Or some people were like, hey, I have shame that I want to talk about in da da da. I have guilt I want to talk about. So I started including other people because I know, you know, when they say you're not alone, and a lot of people, they usually feel like they were alone in their shame, their guilt, their judgment, and their, I always forget there's a fourth, but there's a fourth.
I think there needs to be more dialogue about people transcending their shame, because shame does not, I mean, in a sense, there's no shame because you wanted what you wanted when you wanted it and you got it. It's just like, where does the shame come from? Like,
well, because I read a meme. What did it say? I don't remember. I think I could be wrong, but I think the meme says people shame you and you guilt yourself primarily.
No, I think they guilt you and shame. They guilt you, no? Or do they shame? Well, guilt's okay, right? Guilt is... Because guilt and shame are different. Because why? Because shame is guilt is, I feel guilty about doing this. Shame is something I am shameful.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, definitely. People can. Well,
you get your mind around that.
Yeah. I mean, well, per example, with shame. So, when it comes to just an example that we can both understand is when I was getting on PrEP, even other gay people were shaming me because I was having bareback sex.
What, are you serious?
But then they are doing that too with their
Do they even make condoms anymore? Are you serious?
I mean, they do.
They make condoms for a girl? Who's using condoms, girl? I will shame you. Shame on you all for using condoms, girl, for being archaic, bitch. Shame on you, girl. I'm a shame condom users. I'm shaming Trojan. How about that? I'm shaming Trojan because I'm shaming it, girl. I'm shaming all water-based lube. I'm shaming water-based lube because it's awful. Girl, I'll shame on you.
Oh, that's hello? What I used to use.
Give me some silicone. Girl, condoms, they have PrEP. They have all these things. Nobody should be using condoms anymore.
Well,
condoms
I couldn't.
If a man comes to my house with a condom, I get thrown out. If a man comes to my house with a condom, bitch, you're getting thrown out now.
Well, I couldn't use silicone before because I was using condoms. So that's why I was using water-based for a long time.
Oh, no.
But I fell into that. Myth, if you have a boyfriend, you cannot get an STD kind of a thing. Oops, which is a girl. Myth. Because everybody bareback. Everybody. Like, even if you haven't, maybe you will at some point. Because people say, oh, let me get to know you first. What does that mean?
Exactly. But people know. But people always think, like, what do you need to know? What do you need to know about? Like, people, like, this is all mind illusions. Like, you can
get AIDS from your
husband. Yeah, you can get AIDS from anybody. You can get anything from anyone. Yeah. I think that we're very much attached to the song and dance and ceremony of dating. When I think that for me, I've been like, all the apps, all we're doing, even on Christian Mingle, the whole question is, would I fuck you? Put whatever dance on it, whatever ceremony you right. want to, how many dates, 4 dates, 5 dates, go, would you fuck them? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And people don't like to admit that about themselves.
Yeah, even in Grindr, people are like, ooh, let me meet you first. And I'm like, Grindr was made for Bing Bing right now. Like, what are you doing? This is not Christian Mingle.
But so many gay men have that. And I'm so shocked. I'm like, you grow up.
You know, it's a lie. You know what happens? How many times, and it's something I play now, it's fine. How many times, like, I'm for real. I said on my profile, BB. People say, oh, I don't do that. And I'm like, fine, we can be
in New York City.
Yeah.
In New York.
Right. No, because they're wearing a mask. It's fake. They're like, and I said, I actually would love to have a gay friend because it's hard to find a gay friend. It's easy to hook up, but it's not hard. It's hard to find a gay friend. As soon as they come in, I'm just going to make it funny, but I don't say things like that. As soon as they come in, they want that BBC.
Oh, yeah, hello.
And they wanted bareback too. And I'm like, oh, but you were telling me you don't like it. Oh, I got to know you. You got to know me after what, 15 minutes, really?
I'm so over the whole BBC thing. I really think that like in Texas, these white men have a whole, like, they love this whole race play thing, this racial play thing.
Oh my God.
I'm like, who do y'all, like, this is, like, I don't know. I mean, I just get so many white men who are like, they love this whole narrative, like, come in and tie and do me down. And the porn industry, the porn plays right into it because the porn, but the porn is a fantasy. Like, this is a real life.
You know, now they got to pay for it. Cash App.
Right. I'm like, yeah. Cash App. I can't believe it. But so, again, being black, a lot of, even when you're dating, especially in the South, I'm seen through this lens of like, if a guy says anything BBC to me, he gets blocked right away. I don't do that. No.
Yes.
I hate that you see my color first. I hate that.
Yeah. I used to be like, if it's hooking up, it's okay because I'm not going to see you anyway. No. But you know what? As I become more spiritual and within myself.
You can feel it, right?
Yeah. I don't even shake hands anymore either.
Yeah. If you want to do this,
I tell them like this. This is better. This is yoga. This is the simplest yoga you can do and simplest meditation. Mm-hmm. I will bow to you and say namaskaram. Mm-hmm. I don't want to touch you because I don't know who you are. And even
in New York City,
I would love to hook up more all the time. That, as I become more spiritual, it sucks because I want to hook up, but I can't because they will leave their presence here. I need to do something.
Will you become aware? Well, see, once you become aware of that, you become aware of the presence of it. You can't unsee that. You can't not see
you
that.
You
can't
unsee it. I have to burn some sages and do.
You go sage. Hello, bitch, girl. Light it up, bitch. I have sages right over here. Like, girl, light it up, bitch. Because I don't know who she was. But yeah. I feel like, but also too, I feel like so many guys try to have like control over, like, I want a boyfriend. I'm like, trust me, I've been guys that I've meant to fuck on one time, one night only, ended up being boyfriends. So you never know who you're going to meet. You have no control over it. You can meet a guy for 5 dates. And if he's not the one for you, he won't be the one for you. If you met the love of your life and fucked him one time, like in an alley, dark alley, does it matter? Does it not matter? You know what I'm saying? So like, I love that I've become older and so much freer about sex. Cause like, I've made some awesome guys. We're cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? Chemistry is like, beyond your control. Chemistry is like past life stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. And oh, speaking of shame, one thing I forgot since we're in that topic, a lot of black people, and that's fine, it's just like life, would shame me for sleeping with white men.
They, yeah, I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they often say, oh, you like white guys, don't you? And I'm like, why should I not like white guys?
I mean, I understand. I get it.
Yeah. And then they would say, why? And I'm telling them, well, thank you. I also know that I actually am, I don't have any degree, but I'm a scientist. I'm a philosopher. I am I do religious studies because I love to learn and I learn all this stuff. And I love history. I'm also a historian and I know all these things. But at the same time, as you mentioned with chemistry, another thing too, being spiritual, they're another human being. They were just born with a white skin based on the lotto, basically. It could have been black too.
But but the race does carry meaning. But
yeah,
I don't think that I mean, there is a lot of racial tension there. I mean, I get it, but I don't know. I mean, there are some guys in down here who like only date black guys, who only date white guys, and I'm always like, that's kind of like, well, have you really have that much internalized racism that you can't date your own kind? I don't get that. I don't know. But like, do you ever date black guys at all?
Date. I never dated a black guy.
I don't know. But see, I don't know.
No. I never dated a black guy, but I've slept with the whole spectrum of races that you can think of or ethnicities.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you call it? I never dated one just because it's not what's in my environment available to me or coming to me, if that makes sense.
Because I mean, all these things, obviously, like if I only like Asian guys or only like Latin girls, I don't like these things are the result of like subtle marketing and like
right
your phobia anything that you don't like or you don't like, it's very subtle.
Well, for me, it's not even like or don't like, actually. I'm actually a label pansexual.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, and I'm, so therefore, like, what makes me hard is someone's heart and personality and how they move. Because I've even done things with transgender people and, well, women and whatever. And so, as I mentioned, like, what's available to me in my... Okay, it's not like I'm saying I'm not going to date this person. Even like when it comes to even like gay topics, no fat, femmes, or blacks kind of a thing. You know, like those three, or Asians, mm-hmm. those four things. That's not a thing for me. I've slept with all those four categories because I had the thing, like, you know, I had the chemistry. But as I mentioned, like, it's because it's not what's available to me. Funny thing is, I live in Prospect Park South, which is close to Flatbush, where there's a lot of, if I walk 10 minutes, there's a lot of black people. Really? And then they do hit me up. And then I do hit them up too. And when it comes to dating, because dating takes more energy and effort, because you need to see somebody, you need to go and get to know them and keep doing it. So what but about, when it comes so- to hooking up, as I've hooked up with the spectrum, it's usually like we do it and then they either don't call me back. You know, funny thing is, actually, as of last year, like I was just thinking, I think it was maybe an ego thing, because I follow a lot of black body, whatever, on Grindr, and I see a lot of black couples, like, I don't know if they're models or real, whatever. And I was looking at a lot of them. I was like, you know, it would be nice to have a black boyfriend to actually experience something different, because yes, and I'm not ashamed about it, although a lot of people wanted to guilt me and shaming me. Yeah, I've only had white boyfriends, but it's not because I've searched and looked for white boyfriends and because I had self-hate and all this stuff. I think a lot of people say those things, but they don't even know doing it, but they just label them without getting to know that person's story, if that makes sense.
You know, I think growing up in America, anyone who's not white would have a negative, even if you're Asian, you have some level of Asian, because like the media does not ever reaffirm, you know what I'm saying?
You know why I don't?
Why is the default?
I don't, because I grew up Jehovah's Witness, and I could say and because I grew up in a Haitian household, but I think mostly because I grew up Jehovah's Witness.
You've internalized any negative images of black people in your life? Internalized it.
As an adult later on, I would say when I was in my 30s, and I made a podcast about that actually. What I was internalized bad image about black people is when I go to sleep, black people were often the ones chasing me, stabbing me, and shooting me. But here's a caveat.
Wait, that's hard. That is so crazy. That's so serious.
Yeah, that's my nightmare. What I sleep when I go to sleep. That's not my nightmare. But in real life, who does those things to me? It was always whites and Hispanics, though.
But don't you see what that means? Yeah. In your subconscious mind.
Yeah.
In your subconscious mind, your deepest part of your mind.
Yeah.
You have negative images about the, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Not on purpose.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
But it's like, you should really interest to sit time and meditate on that. Only because like, did you go to public school? Or did you go to school, homeschool?
No, I went to public school.
Public school, you would have negative, I mean, just the way we were taught, you know, school books, like it is implicit in the language here that black is not beautiful. So black is never an aspiration. So therefore, white has always been the aspiration.
Mm-hmm.
It's implicit. So mm-hmm. every black person, especially gay, we mm-hmm. have a lot of internalized racism. All of us do. We have to work through. So I think you should acknowledge that it within yourself and just
I accept that. I don't live it. You know why I say I don't live it? Because I know myself at this point in my life. And because I know my background, when you're Jehovah's Witness, at least in my experience, we were not hung up on race and ethnicity. This is not until last year that I was telling people my ethnicity and race they can see it. But like, because I grew up like that, we saw people as beings. That's what I was taught in. But not until when I had to be a human being on my own in the world, that's when I started experiencing like subtle racism at work, like privileges and things like that. And but at the same time though, I never, and it's so true for me, I'm never the black, because I've worked with other black people and they say the same and I'll tell them differently and they go like, why don't you understand me? And I used to not understand them, but I get it now. But I'm never the one who works in a white establishment and feel little, because the white people make you feel little and then you buy into that. That's why I was telling you, like, almost, well, all my life, they'll call me a white woman, because I don't know why, but like, I feel like it's because I would be in white spaces and I don't feel little. I feel like as a human being, as my right to just be, because I work with a lot of Black Americans and they're like, oh, did you see this? That's so racist. Oh, did you see that? Or did you see what they say? And I'm like, human beings gonna do whatever they wanna do, but it's up to you to feel how you want to feel. If you're gonna fall into the, I feel little because they out to make you feel little, then you're playing in their games. And I never play in their games. That's when I don't know, did I learn that from being Jehovah's Witness, or did I learn that being born that way?
You know how you say that you didn't notice until you were getting jobs about the little racism and things like that, the little racist things?
Mm-hmm.
Those that have always been there. And those that you see are just the ones trickling down. So there is a larger construct of that same thing happening at work is happening on a much larger scale that we are all unconscious to. So it's like, you have to hold space for the racism that you don't even see happening. But closed doors, the managers, corporate, like,
yeah,
it's all there. So like, the world's not racist, yes, but like that mechanism.
Yeah, that's why I'm an entrepreneur.
It's all there. So it's like, I don't think the world's racist at all. You never hear me say that either. But like, I'm aware of like this dynamic at play.
I think most people are prejudiced and assholes when they give the opportunity to be. First of all, I'll battle back a second. I feel like the world is an awesome place and everyone's awesome, but given the opportunity, people will do the shittiest thing, as I have, given the opportunity to get away with it.
Well,
that's what I think it is.
We'll say self-serving. I think that it's just, it's not really shitty. It's like, it's just, everyone's just, you're self-serving.
Yes.
And because, anytime you're in
self, yeah.
Yeah.
But I've never, because of my, because I do acknowledge with the dream that I have, and I know in reality, Black people didn't do those things to me. And why do I dream about those things? And I understand it's because things that I'm eating either from the media and from movies, but I don't, when I'm living my life, I don't walk around seeing a Black person as a danger. Actually, yeah. Like,
true. I'm going to send you a video when we get off here. Sure. Your subconscious, if that's coming out of your, that is a perpetual dream you're having. That is so serious.
I question it.
I wonder, because like, you know, they say that 75% of you, who you are, is hardwired into before the age of 3. So these are things, most of who you are is things you were seeing before you were even aware you were seeing them.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So like, I wonder what your life was like in Haiti, what it was like. I wonder.
I grew up in a time where they were killing people on the streets, and I used to go to school walking over dead bodies and burning people on the streets. People's heads off, people's dick cutting off, people's limbs. But it was just what Americans call it, Black and Black crime, because it was Haiti. Like, who else would kill? You know, people do crime where they at, kind of a thing. So if you're talking about that, maybe that's where I've seen it. Like my home being raided with burglars. The church I was in was raided with burglars. People got raped in front of me. Like, yeah, a lot of shit happened. But like, I'm telling you, like, in my core, even in my privacy, I don't see, and it's weird, I've always been like that. Even like, because I've always been, I think I would be a good, how you call it, like a psychologist, you know, like Silence of the Lamb, a good psychologist for serial killers or like those weird people, because I have a thing with me where I love to learn the underdog or the bad person in society's brain, and I have a good thing for compassion and empathy, or putting their shoes and see where they're coming from kind of a person. So therefore, I rarely get offended or see people as bad people, because I know where they come from. They come from where I came from, the son of God. But people make choices based on what they learned. And as they become older, they kept those choices. And as 2015, and then later on in 2020, full stop, I literally want to be my full spirit as much as I can, because I'm done wearing a mask. Like 100%.
It's been 2 hours. Are we all here?
Yeah, it's been long.
Girl,
but
girl,
you need to go, right? You need to go.
Well, I was supposed to go to get dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
I was at my clock. I was like, bitch.
So
don't you have a date? Don't you have a date anyway?
Well, I text him and I tell him he can come later, and I tell him to take his time. But I want to ask you something. I was being, how you call it, natural, and I love this conversation because it was natural. But I do have specific questions for you, like about you, and then we can have another time where we can have that if you like.
Oh right, yes, let's do another time. But that was 2 hours of this. Wait, that was a 2 hour intro. Girl, that was fun though.
Yeah, I loved it.
We got real deep. Girl, we got deep, honey. We got deep.
Yeah, I love conversations like that. And that's one so of the reasons I actually love it. Actually, when I was talking the story about that lady who felt like she wasn't being fulfilled, the doctor said, when you do something, enjoy the process and live in the present, and then you will feel fulfilled. Like this, if I become famous or rich from it, so be it. But that's not what the end goal for me is. I'm not attached to the end goal.
Right.
I'm enjoying the process of like talking to new people.
It's feel good, right?
But yeah.
Because I have an Instagram account that's all me making music in studio, right? I've never felt more alive in my life. I'm not going to Broadway. I just live in Austin and I make music on Instagram and my original songs. Amazing. I love it. But like, it's very, the world does not incentivize us to do that. Like,
right.
There's no, if we're not getting money from it, it's not getting like, you know, paid from it, getting like, no one does anything like that. But it's important to have that in your life, something that you do, you have a passion for, that you don't want anything of it, but just to do it.
Yes.
Because that's where the real passion, where the real happiness lives.
Yes, exactly. And someone texted me, like an old friend from work, she said, it was the best validation that I could ever want. And of course, God validates me and my heart validates myself. But it's nice to hear that from her, because she said, you know what I've noticed? Anything that you want to do, you just went out and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I look at my life and I was like, you know what? Thank you for seeing that. And it's true.
Yeah.
Because I woke up in September and I said, I want to do this because I want to get, this is therapy for me. I want to get rid of my shame, doubt, fear, and whatever. And I did the podcast. And people want to be included. Of course, I was like a little scared about it because I was like, oh my God, other people. And I was just like, you know what? This was fun. When I got my first one, it was hanging out with new people.
You should do more hangouts. Just do a hangout. Just like, and just think about working through some of your issues in live time. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
There are so many channels on YouTube who are based on people just working out their issues out loud.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So seriously, what is your Instagram? What's your Instagram? Tell us your Instagram.
It's Freddie the Album. I'll send it to you on Facebook. It's okay. Freddie the Album. I don't know the whole thing, but yeah, it's literally me. I've written like 300 songs, literally.
Nice.
But you know what's funny? I've been in the entertainment industry for like 20 years now. Been on Broadway, been on all these things. But I've never once created my own content. You know that? I've never done my own content till last year.
Yeah, because they tell us to do other people's stuff.
I never my own stuff. And I literally, the stuff that's coming out of me is like, it's been there the whole time waiting to get out. It's really, really started. Yeah.
Yes. Even Dr. Wayne Dyer says, don't die with the music still inside
you. I just heard a quote. Yes, he's great. Isn't he, Wayne Dyer? I love him.
You know, when he died, I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to his podcast. I'm actually re-listening. I was cooking when I was...
Wait, he died?
Yeah, he died a while back. Yeah, weird. Maybe five weird. Years now. Yeah, oh, wow. when I was doing Raw Vegan, I was cutting the thing and I was listening to his podcast and I was just like, the voice feel deceased.
Really?
I don't know how, like, it's weird. I was like, why does he feel deceased? And I Googled Wayne Dyer and it says age and death. And he wow. died within 3 days.
Really?
Like, me thinking that. And it was like, and that's when that happened, it was the year of intuition. That's when I was like, you know what? I'm going to keep practicing my intuition. And I'm wow. so good at intuition nowadays. Like, I see things, I either call it out. If it's not worth it, I just block.
Hello. Oh, my God. You're so.
Anyway, thank you so much for chatting for so long.
This was so much fun. I had a blast. Thank you so much for having me. Hello, America. Thank you, America.
And next
like,
time,
comment, subscribe. Wait, so let me know when you want to do it again.
Yes,
Wednesday. Maybe next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, you say?
Well, anytime Wednesday. Wednesday is my days off.
Okay, Wednesday's the best. Okay, cool. I will reach out on Wednesday. Yes. Awesome. Well, thank
you. Have fun tonight, okay?
See you.
Bye.
Bye.